Organizers of public events have been directed to first obtain clearance from the Minister of Health before seeking police authorization as Uganda intensifies measures to contain the Ebola outbreak. The directive has been issued by police leadership at Kampala Metropolitan Policing Area as a new measure to control the spread of Ebola. Luke Oweyesire, the Deputy Kampala Metropolitan Police Spokesperson, says only vans approved by the Ministry of Health will be allowed to proceed. He says activities involving close physical contact, sweating and larger gatherings are under strict scrutiny due to the risk of Ebola transmission. Oweyesire says that police recently blocked a boxing tournament because it involved physical contact amongst participants.
Police is a phase of that, but that they were in color.
Sorry about that. Health experts warn that bronchitis cases are rising globally. The chronic lung disease permanently widens one's airways, making it difficult to clear mucus and bacteria, which leads to a vicious cycle of recurring infections. Dr. Adrian Mota from Makere Lung Institute explains that while there's no cure, the condition is highly manageable with early diagnosis and targeted care. He says the disease is many times misdiagnosed by many people due to the misuse of antibiotics.
Areas of focus is the pseudomonal colonization. It being that we have this continuous phase of stasis, recolonization, which would trigger the chronic use of antibiotics. Cough, this cough is productive. It's continuously on a daily. They tend to have recurrent infections more than twice a year. And this would require antibiotics. And this can actually be seen by the color of the sputum. We know as we tend to green from the shades of white to yellow, they definitely have a significance when it comes to bacterial colonization. And definitely they will actually come with a varying degree of dyspnea.